Hello, it's Matt, Box of Cameras Podcast, out and about again. Thought I would see what I can accomplish today. Doing a bit of a ride along on the bike. Let's get a rolling here. Okay, I'm on the road on the good old Cat Track Expedition Recumbent out for a ride on this lovely Sunday. I guess it's afternoon now. Sorry if it's a little windy here, folks, but that's the way it is. So been a while, hasn't it? What's been going on? Well, you know the saying, life is what happens when you're busy making other plans, and that's pretty much the truth of it. So lots of things going on. Awful busy, you know. Family stuff, gatherings, parties, if we want to call them that. You know, you get a bunch of old people together. I don't know if you necessarily want to call it a party. We just sit around and talk about our aches and pains and who's feeling well and who isn't and all these other fun things. So anyways, that's an exaggeration, of course. So, what am I up to today? I'm out, gonna do a little ride. We're gonna do a little ride along. Gonna take some photos. I got some cameras with me today that I want to empty up. Uh-oh, it's the police. And they are nowhere near me, so I feel good. Oh, well, there he is right there. Huh. Anyways, he's going the other way. And here's our first photographic opportunity. Right over across the road here, they've set out a whole bunch of flags. You know, little, they're about foot and a half tall. And it was for a 9/11 memorial. And I don't know why this is coming up here like that. And people are over there picking them up. Now let's do this. Turn that flash off. We don't need flash on today. It's bright and sunny. Okay. Very cool. So anyways, what we're up to is just, I got a few cameras with some partial rolls in them. And I'm gonna empty those out. Getting ready for a trip. My wife and I will be 1 week from today. I will be in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm pretty sure about this time I'll be at Graceland paying my respects to the king. So we're looking forward to that. We're going to be doing a bunch of other stuff the following week. So I need to empty out some cameras, sort of reset. I got a lot of my favorite cameras I know I'm going to be taking with me. And I'll talk about those later. And I've got those, they're all emptied, ready to be loaded up with film. I'm still kind of deciding what film I'm going to be taking. Who am I kidding? I'm taking a little bit of everything. Come on. So, anyways, I think what I'm going to do here, I'm going to pull into this little building here. I've taken photos of it many, many times. And I'm out with the Ondu Rise 6x9. And I think I need to get a good photograph of that. So let's take a moment here to wind her down, unload, unpack, and we'll get rolling here and start taking some photos. All right, we're back, and I've had my first photographic accident of the day. I'm sure it won't be my last, but let's get a move on here. Wait for these people to go by. Okay. and up and over. Okay. So, Ondu Rise 6x9. New camera from the fine folks at Ondu. And been using it for a couple weeks now. I got in on the Kickstarter, and it's just a lovely camera. Beautiful, well made. But I have one small gripe, and I can't really say that I can gripe about the camera. It's really about me and my eyes. There's a red film window on the back, so that when you advance, you can see what exposure you're on, you know, as there should be. It's a medium format, 6x9. And my problem is that when I load something, say like HP5, I cannot really read the numbers on the backing paper. Again, I don't think that's a fault of Ondu at all. You know, I can't really say that it's Ilford's issue. I'm pretty certain that it belongs to me. And so I know I have only taken like 2 shots on that camera. And I'm rolling, looking for the next one, looking for the next one, looking for the next one, and bam, what do? I rolled right through to the end of the reel. And actually what I think I did is I rolled it backwards from the first shot, and I just rolled it back to the leader. So once I get a chance to stop, I'll open the back of that up and just sort of see what I'm looking at. And hopefully I didn't rewind it, and hopefully I just wound it from shot one backwards. I got a sneaking suspicion that's what I did. So I'll just reload it, go to shot number two, because I did do shot number one. Seemed like a decent thing. So anyway, that's the deal. You know, you get yourself a new camera, it takes some time to figure out how to use it. And that's really what I'm trying to do with that Ondu, is figure out how to use it. So that's where I'm at on that. I also have along with me one of the other cameras I'm using. Well, I'm done using, is a Ricoh XR10. You know, it's one of these manual focus. It's got program mode. And one of the reasons I like it is that it allows me to take a little bit longer exposure. So I can set it on a tripod, set auto, and it'll do like 1 minute exposure, you know, 2 second, 8 second, on up to 1 minute. Which is kind of cool when you're shooting some very low ISO film and you kind of don't want any shake. You really kind of want to get the full color experience out of that. So I stopped, decided I would use that one. And like I said, I'm just emptying, going through cameras that have short rolls in them. And I took one shot and boom, I was at the end of the roll. I kind of figured I might get 3 or 4 out of it, but that's okay. I was shooting the Kodak 2254 super low ISO color film, 1.6 ISO. Develop it in ECN2, and this entire roll, even though I can focus, I kind of treated it more like it was a pinhole camera. Set it low on a tripod and took a lot of longer exposures. So that's what we got there. And we got a road crossing here. Gonna do that, get across the road and see what we got. Let's see, yeah, traffic. Okay, we're back, we're across the road. Had a little delay there. That's okay. Working my way up here to one of my next favorite items to take pictures of here in Grays Lake Park here in Des Moines, Iowa. And there's some silos. I call them castles. They're silos. Don't know what they were ever used for, but they're full of sand now. And so I'm going to take a couple photos of that. So I'm down to 1, 2, 3 cameras right now. My Ondu 6x9 is on the side. I've got my Ricoh XR10. It's on the side. It's done. So what else have I got? I've got a Minolta X700, my favorite camera, with one of my favorite lenses, the 45mm 1-2. And it's loaded up with some Fuji Eterna 4791 orthochromatic film, meaning it's not very sensitive to the red. So you can't use a red filter or you'll get nothing, or an orange filter, I tested. So that's what I'm shooting. I've also got a couple others, and we'll talk about them later. Let's talk about this shot here. We get pulled over. Kind of like it right there. Okay, gonna hop out here. Let's see what we got. Pull a camera out of my bag. Okay, let's get that X700 out here. It's got a fresh new roll of film in it. Kind of weird shot here, and that it's sort of backlit. It's not really. What's this here going to shoot at? Oh, I guess I should turn it on. Look through the camera meter. Let's do that. Let's bring it down to there. First one was shot at 8 ISO, excuse me, F8. Now we're F, what is this, 4. Coming in between 60 and 125 is what it's telling me the shutter speed's going to be, and that'll be perfect. And let's see, what else have we got here? Maybe get a little bit closer. Yeah, we'll get a little bit closer here. Focus. Foreground, and now we'll get a little sky. Okay, I think we're done there. As you can see, that's pretty much how I shoot. I get out, I look, I take a couple shots, and I move on. Just the kind of the way I've always done it for this particular place and area that I'm in. I've been here many, many times. And let's roll again here. Like I said, I've been here many, many times, so I kind of know what areas I'm looking at here and kind of what to expect, kind of what I want to get. So, nah, don't really mess around with that. I'm not one of those shooters who spends a lot of time looking at it from all different angles, pondering and whatnot, that whole slow me down thing. I just go. Okay, so now I've come to the end of my trail. I was under the impression that this was done, but it's not. We got 3.5 inches of rain this week. It doesn't look muddy. Let's just see what happens here. Okay, okay. Oh, there's a place I can pull over. And okay, that ain't too bad. There we go. All right. Well, that wasn't hard. So, I guess that wasn't nearly as bad as I was expecting it to be. So, yeah, they're putting in a new pedestrian bridge here in this park across the Raccoon River here in Des Moines, if you're familiar with it. And, pretty much where I'm at right now. So going to keep on riding, like I said. Not one of these guys that ponders a lot of the setup, even in unfamiliar places. You know, I look around. Hey, this is something I want to take a picture of. I stop. I take a shot or two. And I move on. I might do something to change the exposure. Sometimes I bracket. I do tend to bracket. I didn't there because I kind of know what to expect with both the film and the camera. So, sorry, I'm kind of out of breath here. Haven't ridden as much as I've wanted to this year. I've had a little, you know, a couple health issues and time issues and family things. So sometimes you just don't get to do what you want to do. You do what you have to do. So, out here catching my breath, enjoying the scenery. So, let's talk about the next camera that I've got with me. I have also with me a Minolta Maxim F5. This is an autofocus, auto everything camera. The first shot I took in the first segment was on that camera. I have a special place in my heart for autofocus, auto everything SLRs. I know that for a lot of people it's got to be manual. You got to be able to manually put anything. You're only a real photographer if you're manually setting everything up and adjusting the shutter speed and aperture so you know what depth of field you're getting and blah, blah, blah. Seriously, I'm confident enough in myself and my abilities that I'm at times more than happy to let my camera make some decisions for me. It's okay. So, you know, I'm one of those people that firmly says, get yourself one of these autofocus, auto everything cameras. These SLRs from the 90s, we'll say 90s. You can get yourself like the Minolta Maxims, the HTSI, QTSI, STSI. They're all good cameras with nice lenses. You know, your Canon EOS, your Rebels, your auto Nikons. You got all kinds of them that really a lot of them were the last thing that a lot of the camera makers made before they went digital. And I'm just telling you, you're not going to find yourself taking terrible photos with those. The issue against them is that they are 100% battery dependent. And sometimes you just will run out of battery. You know, and again, it's the snobs. The snobs that are going to be out there telling you how you're not a real photographer because you're shooting program. And it's essentially just a point and shoot. Well, hey, that's fine. It's point and shoot, but guess what? I'm going to get better results than you're going to get with your fancy, in air quotes, Yashica T4 that you're paying hundreds and hundreds of dollars for. Because guess what? I can, with my Minolta Maxim 5, take all the same photos. I got a little bit of zoom I got control over. I can go fully manual if I want. And on top of all that, the camera itself may cost me $10, and that's the advantage of the autofocus SLRs, the late era ones. Literally, you buy one, you use it, get yourself, you might find a weird battery. Google is your friend. Go to Amazon, you can find it. And use these cameras, because quite frankly, if you can get yourself a excellent camera for $10, why wouldn't you do that? Why do you think you need to have some crappy point-and-shoot camera that's used by celebrities to generate your photographs when you've got something that's even better that you can get at the local Salvation Army for next to nothing? That's my thinking on those. I know a lot of people are disagreeing, and I know there's folks that are totally into their manual cameras and manual everything, and that's cool. But I'm a bit more of an agnostic. I'll use about anything. I just don't care. The camera is, as they say, a tool, but it's also kind of cool to have as well. And I just love hearing the the film advance automatically and hearing the shutter crank, snap, and all that. So I pulled over here into the shade. Need to check things out, but as I'm looking up here to my left, there's a great big bald eagle circling over, not more than 100 feet from me. Probably can't get a decent shot with him, but I'm gonna see if he stays nearby. He seems to be going away from me. And let's pull that Minolta Maxim 5 out. Let's just see. Oh, he might be coming closer, but he's getting lower. He's down below some trees now. I'm just going to sit here in the shade for a little while. Because, you know, it's fairly nice out. It's 87 or so. And let's just see. Oh, yeah, he's right over there. He's almost fallen below the trees now. I think I can probably move. Oh, here he comes. Nope. So that's one thing. No matter what, unless you've got the specialized equipment, yeah, and he just flew over some other trees and I won't see him again unless he comes exactly back. He's following the river over there. Whenever you're shooting wildlife, you know, you do have to have some specialized equipment, some better lenses, longer lenses, faster lenses. And even with this Maxim 5 with a 100 millimeter zoom on it, that's not near enough to capture a bald eagle flying away from you. Eighth of a mile away, or maybe a little bit closer. Just can't do it. You'll have a nice little picture of a bird, but you won't be able to tell what kind it is. So that's life. Okay, well, let's move on then. I've got a stop to make. It involves beer. Coming right up here at one of my favorite breweries, Confluence Brewing here in Des Moines. And here we go. Let's get it going here. All right. Make a left turn up here and we'll get in there. Talk a little bit more about cameras and see if I can get this Ondu re-spooled. All right. Okay. And I don't even know if they're open yet. Are they? Yeah, they're open. Very good. Anyways, time for me to refresh here, folks. Time for me to refresh. If I can figure out how to work this thing. Okay, it's Matt. I'm back. Been a little riding, a little shooting. I have updated the 6x9. I was correct. I had just rewound it, or wound it forward, backwards. I don't know. I just re-rolled it, skipped the first shot, and away we go. Taken about 4 or 5 shots since then. Moved on down here to Principal Park, the local baseball stadium here in Des Moines. And they've got this kind of abstract piece of art. Looks like a baseball. It's kind of cool. Took a few photos of that. Took a few other shots. There's these canoes. Yes, canoes that they rent out to people who want to venture out onto Grays Lake. They're in downtown. And took a few shots of those. And that's pretty much where I'm at. Now I'm going the wrong way, damn it. Okay. Let's see if I can turn up here and get on the right track. Yeah, I think I can. I'm going to turn here. There we go. Okay, well, maybe I'm on the right way. We'll find out. Yeah, I can go that way. Okay. There we go. Well, curb jumping never hurt anybody. Okay, so took some photos down there, had my beer at Confluence, reset my expectations here. Where I'm going next is to the Papa John's Sculpture Park. And I'm pretty sure I can burn up the rest of my film there. See what we can find. It's always a cool place. Now my only issue is, one of the things I don't like to do is ride on the road anymore. I had too many close calls, too many people on their cell phones not paying attention to where they're at and what they're doing. Then I tend to, when I'm riding my bike or my trike, the Catrike Expedition, highly recommended. But I tend to stay off the roads these days. There's just, you just too many knuckleheads. I'd just soon live to make it home than not. So let's, I'm driving through a parking lot here. I'm going to get up here to a, there's a trail up here. And I'm going to get on that. I think I'll stay on the, no I won't. Out into the road we go. So, right up this way here, get on the sidewalk and then I'll cut over to the park. So, just right along, there's some really cool old buildings on this part of town. I'm not taking any photos of them now. Maybe someday I will. They've been turned into lofts and, you know, restaurants, just like most other cities have done to their downtown areas. And that's okay. I got no real problem with the gentrification that occurs. And what are you going to do? Leave the stuff in a decrepit state and wait till it falls apart, or do something to save it and get another 100 years out of it. And that's sort of the way I approach it. So, what have I shot here? Like I said, I rewound the 6x9, got it in shape and figured it out again. Took a few water helper decent pinholes. I'm using a Ilford HP5. The 6x9 Rise has a way for you to hook a Kokin A type or A size filter on it. And I already have some of that. So got a red filter on there. There is literally not a cloud in the sky. So hopefully that'll make it, make some of those sky scenes a little bit more dramatic, but still it's all about perspective at this point. Let's see what we got here. There we go. I'm at a stop sign here, just sort of waiting, and I've got nothing here except for an old building and new buildings. Building I used to work in, two buildings I used to work in. And yeah, that's fine. So anyways, I took these shots of the sculpture outside the principal park. It's a baseball. It sort of looks like a baseball. It's kind of wound around. It's really kind of, I kind of like it. It's all about negative space and following the stitching on a baseball. And boy, if you saw it, you'd probably go, yeah, whatever. But I've always liked it. So, anyways, I'm going to go here. I'm thinking, oh, that guy's turning. I guess I'm not going to go. After this next guy, there we go. Now I'm going. Okay, these might be my last words. Nope, I survived. Okay. Okay. So anyways, took some photos of that. Shot of these canoes. Now I talked about this before. If there's these canoes that are out there that they rent to the people. And you know, it's getting to be the end of the year, and so they don't have them all out, so they've got them all stacked up on a trailer, a couple of trailers behind a city building. And where I was riding is actually, I kind of hop off on and get on this little gravel called road, and hopped off there, rode behind the city building, took some photos of these canoes. They're stacked up. They're kind of neat looking. Hopefully you guys think so. One of these days I'll get them. I'll get developed here. Well, I will develop them. Anyway, that's what I'm up to right now. I need to cut over. Got a construction zone up here. What the hell? Okay, yeah, I'm gonna have to cross over, see what's going on, and I will talk to you next from the Papa John Sculpture Park. Okay, I'm back. I am in the John and Mary Papa John Sculpture Park here in downtown Des Moines, Iowa. It is just really fantastic little area, all kinds of modern art sculptures in a park. I mean, they're relatively close together, but if sculpture's your thing, I don't know that you can do much better. Just some fantastic stuff, and you know, people are here all the time, walking around all the time. There's all kinds of photographers down here. I'm pretty sure I'm the only one down here shooting film and pinhole at that. Seen a couple people with full nice digital rigs. Saw a Sony rig, saw a Nikon rig. Pretty cool stuff. But all in all, it's really one of my places I really do like to come down and shoot. Even if it's only just to hit a couple things, take a couple shots and move on. Lots of people down here. It's just a cool place to come visit. So if you ever find yourself in a downtown Des Moines, you really just got it. You got to get here. Art is your thing. Modern sculpture is your thing. You just got to get here. So anyways, I think though, it's time for me to move on. I've been down here for 15, 20 minutes. I've got several shots in. And now it's time for me to start making my way back to the truck. Because it's hot and I'm sweating like a dog or a pig or a horse, fill in your animal of comparison. So what did I do today? I shot the better part of a roll of pinhole on the Ondu 6x9 Rise. Getting myself acquainted with that, I know I'm going to be shooting it a lot in 2 weeks when I'm on vacation. And okay, let me get across the road here without getting killed. There we go. Minolta X700. Okay, very good. Thank you. That's right. So, thank you. Sorry, thank you. Couple young ladies walking down the sidewalk on their way over here to Exile Brewing, I'm sure, to have a cold one. I'm going to skip it today. Normally I would stop here, but like I said, I want to get home, rest up, get ready for work tomorrow. Kind of playing my photographic journey here when I'm down in Tennessee and Kentucky. Oh, did I not tell you where I'm going? Okay. My wife and I, we're just going to go down to Tennessee and Kentucky. Tennessee, Memphis. I'm going to Graceland. You know, being the rock and roll, I mean, it shaped my life in every way possible. And loving everything about it. And Elvis Presley, I'm going to Graceland. I will be there 1 week from today. And I'm really just looking forward to that. After that, we're going to jaunt up stop in Nashville just for lunch. We're not spending any time there. That's maybe next year we're going to try to hit Nashville. From there, from Memphis to Nashville to Lexington, Kentucky, bourbon country, and we're going to visit a few distilleries, sample some of that fine brown water down there Kentucky way. Looking forward to that. And spend a few days down there seeing the photographic sites and educating ourselves on the fine brown liquor known as bourbon. Looking forward to that. My wife and I, we both love that stuff, so it's going to be a good time. So from there we're going to go over to Louisville, Kentucky. And I don't know what's going to happen there. There's all kinds of like podcasters that live there. There's all kinds of places to get a good drink. And I understand there might even be a few places to take some photos, so we'll see. We're going to, my wife and I have a good old time. But from Louisville, we're going to head back home. So we'll be gone for about a week. It's really just a grown-up vacation where we're going to focus on relaxing and drinking some bourbon. And yes, I had to ride up a little hill here, so I'm kind of winded. That ought to tell you how fat and out of shape I am. So, with that, I'm going to say goodbye. I appreciate you indulging me while I do this podcast at any given time. I just appreciate it. I know there are many out there that are vastly better than this one. But hey, it's mine. I started it just because I wanted to. And I hop in and give an update every now and again. I'm still out of breath here. So, I'll talk to you all again sometime soon. Maybe not so soon. But in the meantime, get out there and shoot. Tag your photos on Instagram, box_of_cameras. And I'll make sure I like it and share it. Say hello. Have yourselves a great day.